cosmetic store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, good morning, Dr. Tan. How are you feeling? I think we look at the world unfolding around us, we wonder what is really happening. Yes, certainly we live in a material world, certainly a world where economics is important and we have to work for a living. And then, of course, there's a spiritual world out there. Is there really a God? Does this God play some part in directing the course of human events? Do events take place because men are plotting, and very, very wealthy people are out there are plotting to take control of our country and use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government under their control? Or does this actually have some spiritual significance? In other words, does God have a long-range plan for the world, and is he the major driving force behind what is really going on? Well, it's a lot easier in many respects just to believe things happen. But I don't happen to. I happen to believe that God does play a part in everything going on. And remember, I'm 85 years old. I've been around for a long time. I've seen God's influence in my own lives and the lives of other people and the unfolding of events taking place today, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world. And with us this morning to sort of reinforce that is our Pastor Billy Crone. And if you have not seen his DVDs, why, you need to. We've been following Pastor Billy's career for many, many years. Loved his material. We think it can have an impact on you. It can change the way you look at the world and help you to understand what's going on and perhaps prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead, because I think that we are going to see devastating events take place. You are going to see them, and we're not talking about sometime in the distant future, but in the very, very near future. Pastor Billy, what are we going to be covering this morning?
Well, I'd like to talk about some of the hot topics that are going on with the rise of a one-world government. And you certainly have a lot of signs for that happening. A lot of people want to say that, oh, there's, you know, that's a conspiracy. But again, as one guy said, well, if you can demonstrate it as fact, it's not a conspiracy anymore, is it? And that's exactly what's going on. When you look at your homework, you see that this is nothing new. These guys have been planning this for a long time. You can go as far back as 1913 with the formation of the League of Nations, and not soon after you get a major upgrade with the United Nations. And what's that? That's a group of people controlling the nations around the world. And then you got individual political leaders around the world that are calling for it. You got even as far back as Richard Nixon in the 60s was calling for a new world order. You got, of course, the Rockefellers say, hey, we'll help build this new world order. You got people like Gorbachev. You got Russia. You got Iran. You got places you would think they're never going to go along with this. They're right now calling for a new world order. The Bush, both Bushes in office were calling for a new world order. Clinton called for it. Obama's calling for it. The Pope's calling for it. And if you want to prove, folks, this is not make-believe, just go online and just type in Joe Biden, New World Order. He just did it again. This is not the first time. But he just urged U.S. Air Force cadets in Colorado to shape a new world order. Let me just read you a little clip from that. He said, there was an overwhelming desire of our grandparents, my parents' generation, to bring home every single one of the 12 million forces stationed in Europe. They knew they had to lay the foundation for a new world order. No, that's not what they were working for, bud. But then he goes on, he says, I believe that we, and mainly you, and he's pointing to the cadets, it's almost 1,000 of them, and he says, you have an incredible opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century in a way that's consistent with American interests and common interests. No, that's not in America's interest, okay? But that is what they're interested in doing. They want to create a new world order, a government, a single unified government. And the reason why that's important is because the Bible predicted nearly 2,000 years ago, when you see that happening, you better get ready because Jesus is about ready to come back. Revelation 13 clearly talks about this one world government, that one guy, the Antichrist, is going to have full authority over the whole planet. The text says he's talking about the false prophet. There's a religious leader that rises on the planet, and he dupes the planet into doing all kinds of things, including worshiping the Antichrist. And it says he exercised all authority of the first beast on his behalf, and he made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast. Then he ordered them to set up an image and honor the beast who was wounded by the sword yet lived. Then he forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead so that no one could buy or sell. And so it's clearly the Bible teaches that the Antichrist is going to have full authority over the planet. And it's going to be a horrible regime, folks. Clearly says there in the text, this isn't something you're going to necessarily, oh, let's vote on it, or, hey, I'm going to make this choice, and if I don't choose to go along with the Antichrist, you know, I'll be left alone. Uh-uh. That's not what it says there. Key words there, the verbs that are used there is he made, he ordered, he forced. And, oh, by the way, the penalty is death if you don't do what he says. You don't want to be a part of this regime that these guys are building. Now, you might be thinking, well, wait a second. I mean, are they really going to force everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand or on their forehead so that you can't buy or sell unless you have this mark? Yeah, folks, they've admitted this is their ultimate goal because it's the ultimate form of control. Because if you take this mark into your body, that's going to enable you to be connected to the matrix system that they're building before our very eyes, and to allow you at the same time to not track you and have a database of information on you, but make financial transactions. It's the ultimate power grab. If you don't do what they say, they're going to turn off your chip. And, folks, that's exactly what they're planning on doing. And speaking of Joseph Biden, folks, you need to realize this. I'll never forget when I saw this. This is years back. And I saw the actual congressional hearing of then Joe Biden, the senator. Okay, this is before he became vice president, but he was grilling then candidate John Roberts for the Chief Justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. And if you haven't seen that video, folks, it is absolutely jaw-dropping. And, of course, we share it with you. And he says this. This is what Joseph Biden's saying. He said this to Chief Justice John Roberts. This is before he was confirmed. But he was grilling them. And he said this. He says, can a microscopic tag be implanted into a human body to track his every movement? You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. That's from now Vice President Joseph Biden to the now Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. And you're thinking, well, they would never rule on that. They would never force us. They would never make us. They would never order us to get some sort of a chip to implant us to track our every movement, would they? Well, how's that healthcare thing working out for you? Remember that? We thought they'd never do it, but they did it.
We'll be back in a moment for Pastor Billy Crone, ladies and gentlemen. This is part of Matt Carey. It's real. Take your preparation. Hard, real.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain offers their heartfelt thanks to the courageous men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice to secure the blessings of freedom we enjoy here at home. Prayers of strength to those still in harm's way, and here's to a safe and speedy return home. That important reminder brought to you by John Taylor and the family and staff at Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain at 13027 County Road in Fort Lupton. For more information, call them at 303-857-4171. That's 303-857-4171 for Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess it's coming past the telephone. If you've not seen past the Billy's, DVDs, they are something very, very special. There's a whole series of them on the final countdown, taking us down towards the one world government, the one world financial system, and the plan to destroy Christianity. And they've done a pretty good job of it here. They wipe out, they tell us, oh, we're predominantly Christian nation. You talk to the young people finishing school today, financed with your tax money, and they've wiped out their belief in Christianity. That's the purpose of education, to destroy belief in Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know about this little diabolical group. And that is why Pastor Billy's DVDs are so important. I don't know where he got the film footage for it. Some of it I've seen, but most of you haven't seen. And you want to get it, the final countdown, and some of his other things on UFOs. But right now, Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, and that's exactly, as you stated many times before, Dr. Monteith, you're not going to understand what's going on until you realize it's not just a political battle, it's a spiritual battle that we're under. And you might be thinking, well, why in the world would they specifically want to get rid of Christianity? Well, because, folks, that's what our country was built upon, was the Judeo-Christian ethic, the Bible. Our founding fathers worked that into our founding documents with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. They said that these freedoms that we have in our country, that frankly are being taken away as we speak, unfortunately, are things that are endowed by our Creator. We did not come from the goo to the zoo to me and you. We were created in the image of God. And he is the one who has endowed us with this ability to have this freedom. And so if you do away, this is why they want to get rid of Christianity, if you do away with the Judeo-Christian ethic, if you get rid of the Bible in the schools, if you get rid of the Ten Commandments in the school, and if you certainly get rid of that prayer thing, then pretty soon, and then you start teaching people the lie of evolution, that you came from a cosmic blob and there is no reason for life, then pretty soon all that goes away. So who's left to, quote, give you your freedoms? Well, it's up to man now, isn't it? And so basically it's been reduced to he who holds the gold makes the golden rules, or he who has the power. And that's what it is. So you do away with the fact that, hey, wait a second, who are you to make and force and order me to do anything? These rights are endowed by our Creator. Well, again, get that out of the minds of the people, and basically you get to be ruled over. And they know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it all as we speak, folks. And again, as the scripture says, it's going to be a horrible time frame. This is not going to be a great government from the Antichrist. It's going to be a mankind's worst nightmare. Jesus said, speaking of this time frame, the 7-year tribulation, when the Antichrist raises his ugly head, it's going to be the worst time in the history of mankind. And you might think, well, man, listen, there's no way. I don't care if Joseph Biden is concerned about the plans, and maybe even has plans to microchip every single person, to track their every movement, as he actually said out of his mouth, and that they're calling for a new world order. I'm never going to go along with it. Well, folks, Do you really think they haven't thought of that? And this is what else is going on. They are slowly corralling us in to a total control society, not only with Big Brother technology, but I think they're also coercing you to grab control of what you buy and sell. You buy and sell what? You buy and sell food, you buy and sell water, and you think, well, what? Okay, yeah, clothes and other stuff too, but why is it important with the food and the water? Because that's how you control people. Because, folks, you can only go so long. You can only sit there and carry your placard down the street with only without, you know, so much food. Okay, food is about control, and so is water. And, folks, this is exactly what these guys have been doing. They are working towards total control of our global food supply, okay? And because that is the control mechanism to hold the population in check. Again, why? Because the text in Revelation says he forces, he makes, he orders. How in the world are they going to force you to worship the Antichrist? How are they going to make you do that? How are they going to order you to take this chip when you don't want to? Well, if you ran out of food and you got a family and you're getting awfully hungry and there's no end in sight, and if somebody says, here you go, here's a bountiful supply of chow, all you got to do is take this chip. And folks, you think that's far off? It's not. This is what they're doing. Now, first of all, it shouldn't surprise you that we're headed towards a global control of our food supply, because if you read the Bible, that's clearly what the Bible says is going to happen to the planet, that we're going to be on some sort of a global food distribution program, okay? And that's in Revelation chapter 6, and it talks there about the black horse rider, and there's a massive famine that's going on, and it said, I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a day's wages, and three quarts of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine. And so what the Bible says is there's going to be a famine so horrible during the seven-year tribulation that there's going to be a global food distribution program. They're going to dictate what you get to eat. You get to work your tail off, and you might get a quart of wheat just for you, or you could opt out for that quart of wheat, and you could instead have three quarts of barley, which is less nutritional. It's like animal feed back in the day. And so you could basically work your tail off and feed you and your family of two barley, okay? But what the text, the primary thing I'm bringing up on that text is, in order to dish out and to, okay, here's your quart of wheat or here's your quart of barley for your day's worth of work, that and it's on a global scale is the context, then that tells you, well, in order for that passage to come to pass, we need to see people starting to grab control of our food supply on a global scale. Folks, that's happening right now, okay? And the tactics that they're using is not only controlling the food supply with the corporations. You got folks like Archer Daniels Midland, you got Monsanto and a couple others who are now dictating pretty much the food supply around the world, whether you realize it or not. You trace the trail, and it goes back to these corporations. So really, right now, the food supply around the planet is being controlled, by and large, by just a handful of corporations. So it's already gone that far. But you might be thinking locally, well, forget it, man. There's no way I'm going to do that. I'm not going to go along with this. I'm not going to have the government start controlling my food supply. That's crazy. Well, folks, that's why they used the same tactic on the food supply that they've used on getting us to go along with this one world government. It's the same tactics, fear and manipulation. They know human nature, that we are more apt to surrender our freedoms in a time of fear than in a time of peace. And so if you create a crisis, then you can manage the outcome. And that's what they've done around the world. We've got all these crises going on. The planet's going to blow up. The world's going to blow up. All these things are going on. This war here, this war there, and all this over here, and the economy, and blah, blah, blah. And so what it's done is it's conditioned us to cry out for, hey, we need some sort of a new world order. We need some sort of global entity to take charge of the whole planet this time so it'll get rid of all these global crises. Well, and it's worked very effective, unfortunately. Well, they've done the same thing, folks, when it comes to our food supply, because they want to control the food. Okay? I mean, have you noticed, folks? We don't have food problems. We don't have food concerns. We have food crises on the whole planet. We've got those salmonella outbreaks in our spinach. We've got the tomatoes problem. We've got that nasty problem with our peanut butter. You know, oh my! You know, what's going to happen to the kids? No, they got to have their peanut butter. And then there's that E. coli thing, the mad cow disease, and the hoof and mouth disease. And don't you know that something's going wrong with our food supply across the planet? I know. We need some sort of food, global food supply entity, some sort of global control system to control our global food supply to to keep it safe for us, and everything will be just fine, and I'll be able to sit back and watch my sitcoms and drink my beer. As crazy as that is, folks, that's how we've been conditioned to react. And so we've cried out for what they want us to cry out for. We need some sort of a global entity to control our food. And if you don't think that that's what's being used on these food scares, food crises, folks, which, by the way, I'm not saying that they're not legitimately happening, okay? I mean, there's another issue of, like, what's causing it to happen, but there's issues. But they're using that as a platform to slowly take away the control of our individual food supply and our individual food choices, okay? And if you don't believe me, just check out what's been happening at Congress. They're slowly but surely passing law after law after law to control our food intake. You're not going to have the ability to choose what you want for much longer. Recently, the Obama administration created what was called the Food Safety Group, okay, because all these food crises, you know, salmonella, tomatoes, peanut butter, okay, and it was supposed to protect the food supply, okay? And what they've done is they said that we're not just designing laws that will keep the American people safe, but we are enforcing them, okay? And not only have they created this Food Safety Group to protect our food supply, but there's a House resolution called the Food Safety Modernization Act, which calls for the creation of a Food Safety Administration. So just like you have the FDA that controls the pharmaceuticals, there's now they're putting into play for a FSA.
I agree with you totally, and I think that the average individual really doesn't understand what's going on. They see things unfolding, but they don't understand there is a master diabolical plan, a master satanic plan, that this has been certainly the plan with me going back for 1,000 years, but it's coming to fulfillment, to its culmination and completion right now. Go ahead.
Well, I remember Dr. Monty, even back in the day, started to get involved in all kinds of things. But back in the food supply, I remember way back when the health craze really began to take off. And please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying it's wrong to try to be healthy and be responsible with your body. I'm not saying that. But watch what the government's response to this is and watch what the people begin to cry out for. But I remember back in the health craze thing, and it was one thing to get in shape, but then all of a sudden that became such a pinnacle of an interest, if you will, in the minds of the people, at least here in America, that all of a sudden we realized, hey, okay, that's a really good thing to do, but we're having problems with this. How come we really need to be in shape? And don't you know you need to be in shape? I like what one guy said. He says, I am in shape. Round is a shape. But anyway, seriously, the people begin to cry, oh, we got to have more nutrition. We got to have a better control of our food supply. And then the next thing you know, all of a sudden the government steps in to help us to be more nutritional, to help us to be even more fit. And that was they begin to put labels. They demanded, they ordered, they forced people to put labels with the nutritional elements on the packaging that didn't used to be there before, believe it or not. And so, you know, to help us make those smart choices, you know, so they forced it. They ordered it to take place for you and I, for our best interest. And I remember back then going, wait a second, okay, whatever happened to just you have the freedom that you're endowed by your creator to make a choice, right? If you want to eat something with a big blob of fat on it, that's your choice, okay? I'm not saying it's the wisest thing to do, per se, but that's your choice. Welcome to America, the land of the free, okay? And so it started to send red flags, even way back then, going like, why are you starting to, quote, help us, quote, dictate what's best for us and what's not? And now it's culminated into the obesity crisis. And to help us to realize how much of a crisis that is, which I think is overblown, but by the way, but by and large, they continue to promote it on all these sitcoms that you're seeing now. You're seeing these sitcoms about this reality shows with people being obese and having these surgeries, and you're seeing the Biggest Loser and promoting these things that, you know, we got to help these people do whatever. And again, I'm not saying that some people aren't suffering from obesity, okay? But I'm telling you, all this is conditioning us to cry out for, hey, well, it's just too bad that these people, you know, we put this nutritional stuff on the back of the packaging and we've helped them out, but, you know, by cracky, they still just can't seem to make a wise choice. You know what? I tell you what. How about they be forced to be told what to eat and what not to eat. Now, see, you think that's not coming. But, folks, that's exactly, slowly but surely, is to where they're corralling us to cry out for. You know, we have, you know what, for the sake of these people who just can't make intelligent choices, you know, we have to put a law in place that begins to dictate our food supply. And, folks, I'm telling you, that's exactly what they're doing. All this stuff that you're seeing in the media, all this health craze, again, which I'm not against, please don't misunderstand me. It's all corralling us, conditioning us, ultimately to say, please, government, step in, control our food supply, because, yuck, 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 we don't know how to make intelligent decisions, okay? And this is what they're passing through, folks, throwing some food scares, throwing this crazed health craze, throwing this obesity crisis thing, and that's exactly what's happening. There's a Senate bill out there called the Food Safety and Tracking Improvement Act, and, excuse me, it says this: we must ensure that the federal government has the ability and authority to protect the public, given the global nature of the food supply. And this bill calls for the establishment of a national database of our food supply with electronic records to identify everything about your food, where it came from, who did it, whatsoever, and it's all going to be controlled.
Hold those thoughts. We'll be back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs: long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who have answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the National Freedom Network, our point house is Billy Crone. And have you noticed how the price of beef is going up? And, of course, the herds, the beef herds in America are the smallest they've been going back 50 years. The same thing is true for certainly for pork, and the price of chicken is going up. Here in California, we're having problems, drought problems, and having problems with a lot of the vegetables and fruits, and we are the major source for the world. Could it be that shortages are developing? Are these happening spontaneously? Or is there some sort of a master design? Well, for the average individual, of course, these things are all happening simply by accident. But are they? Is there a force out there? Are there truly diabolical forces that want to create artificial shortages and control us? And so much of what we get in our food supply is really hazardous to our health. That's an entirely different subject. What we can point out is what they're doing with things like aspartame in 14,000 products. It's a deadly poison, breaks down to methanol and certainly formaldehyde. And not one person in a thousand knows, because they control the media and they largely control what the American people think, hear, read, see, and believe. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, people are already being conditioned to accept this reality, you know, get under the crisis that, oh, no, apparently we have been so dumbed down that we can't make our own choices. We need a government to tell us what to do, including our food supply. And again, folks, some schools, believe it or not making this up, we share with you the actual video clips to help enforce this reality. Kids right now in school, you think, well, schools, why are they doing that? Well, because schools are the great, not education centers anymore, they're the great indoctrination centers. Kids today are not told, taught how to think critically. They're told what to think, and that's indoctrination, not education. But anyway, but the schools are handing out to kids fat report cards, okay, just like you get a grade now for math or spelling, whatever. Now kids in certain schools are getting fat report cards. If their BMI index, their body mass index is too high, you're going to get a fat report card. I'm not kidding you. We share with you the actual interview. This is what it is. Because, again, we have to fix this crisis. Even employers, we demonstrate, and, again, we share with you the actual video clips. Employers, certain companies, Scott's Grow was one company that we dealt with, but they're not the only one. But they're starting to penalize their workers with fines, okay, for their choices that they do with their health. And it could be smoking, it could be your cholesterol, and if you don't submit to their gym and their workout regimen that they want for you in order to help them save health care costs, some people are getting fired, okay? So, again, you're starting to see the clamps. At first it started out, hey, we'll put nutritional labels on your food to help you make that choice. Hey, looky here. It's been 20 years since we've done that, and you still aren't making healthy choices. You know what? How about we start making it for you? And again, what's crazy is that's exactly what the Bible says the Antichrist regime is going to do. He's going to make, he's going to order, he's going to force. And that's what's happening, folks, when it comes to our food supply. Okay? And again, folks, these guys want to know every single detail about our food. And I'm talking, folks, in our own country, okay, with all these food scares. In fact, one of the guys that's pushing this Food Safety Tracking Improvement Bill Act says this, quote, if the Postal Service can track a package from my office in Washington to my office in Cincinnati, we should be able to do the same for food products. Families that are struggling with the high cost of groceries should not also have to worry about the safety of their food, okay? They said this legislation gives the government the resources it needs to protect the public. Really? Or maybe it's control the public and their food supply. Okay? And again, you might think, well, okay, forget that then. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a backup plan. What I'm going to do is I'm going to grow in my backyard this giant victory garden, and I'm going to become self-sustained on my food supply. Or, you know, I'm not going to work with these other people. We're all going to work together, and we're going to barter, and we're going to build this co-op, and we're just going to skirt the whole system. They can't control what we eat. Really? Have you seen the latest thing, folks? You really think they haven't thought this? The latest thing that they're doing is they're raiding these co-ops and various people who are self-sustaining with their food supply. One of them recently was in Ohio, and here's what they did. They ran in there with a gunpoint, machine gun, the family onto the couches in the living room. They pointed the guns not just at the parents, but the kids, the infants, the toddlers, for 9 hours. They went through the family's possessions. Many of their items were taken. The family was not permitted to make a phone call. They weren't told what quote, crime they were charged with. They were not read their rights. Over $10,000 worth of food was taken, including the family's personal stock of food for that whole year. Their computers were taken. Their cell phones were taken. Contact records that they had of other people that they were in contact with and worked with in the co-op were taken. They were virtually shut down. And, quote, there was no rational explanation, no justification for this extreme violation of the constitutional rights. So, again, folks, they are working, as wild as this sounds, at a total control of our food supply. In fact, I've even started to go even further than that. You may not even not only shut down a food co-op or you yourself if you try to grow your own food, but they're going so far. I'm not making this up, folks. This is how serious these people are about controlling our food supply. They are now working on a new law in the European Union, okay, that would make it, I'm not making this up, that would make it, quote, illegal to grow, reproduce, or trade any seeds, vegetable seeds, that have not been tested, approved, and accepted by a new European Union bureaucracy called the EU Plant Variety Agency. Okay? It's called the Plant Reproductive Material Law, and it attempts to put the government in charge of virtually all plants and seeds. Now listen. Home gardeners who grow their own plants from non-regulated seeds would be considered criminals under this law. So if you tried to even grow your own food, okay, if you didn't go through them to get your seeds, it, quote, a non-regulated seed, you're going to be charged with a crime. I'm going to make this up, folks. This is really happening as you're listening to this broadcast. This is how serious they are. And you're thinking, well, why would they want us to go to them to get their seeds? Well, you got to put it together with another piece of information that's going on out there. And that's what, thanks to the issue of the genetically modified foods. The, one of the things that Monsanto has developed, folks, you need to understand, they're not just tweaking our food supply. They're going to control the whole thing. They have, by the way, taken all the seeds, the, quote, master seeds, the original seeds, of the seeds on the planet, and they're hauling them away into a seed vault. And that's and thanks to Bill Gates funding. And way up north, and it's the seed vault. Go check it out. Just type it in the internet. You can see it. This is not make-believe. It sounds like science fiction, but this is what these people are doing. So they're storing away all the master seeds in the seed vault. Well, at the same time, now they're not only tweaking the seeds, but Monsanto has developed what's called the Terminator gene. And the Terminator gene is now causes these seeds, okay, that they're producing, quote, for us, to terminate after the first generation. In other words, the seeds no longer replicate themselves, okay? It used to be back in the day that when you plant a crop of corn, okay, you end up with a lot of, not only a lot of corn, but you save back some of the corn, you dry it out, because that's the seeds you use to plant the next crop. So it becomes self-producing, self-replicating. You don't need nobody to plant corn. If you just hold back some seed from the previous crop, you got an endless supply to keep growing your own food.
Well, that's
these people are taking that away.
Hold that thought. They have the Doomsday Seed Bank, so they have a place where they're going to be storing seeds for themselves and not for you. They know what they're doing. The average person doesn't even know they exist. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, nice to meet you. I'm just as Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, before we go on, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, get your material.
Yeah, you can check us out at our main teaching website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com. GetalifeMedia.com. If you're in the Las Vegas area and you'd like to join us for studies live, you can do that at Sunrise Baptist Church. Our website is sunriselv.com. SunriseLV is in LasVegas.com. Or you could just search my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N, as in Nancy, E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And basically, Pastor Billy has certainly DVDs on all sorts of fascinating subjects. You will certainly, once you get started watching them, you'll want to get them all and watch them. What you're covering this morning, where is that? Is this business the Final Countdown, or is this in another set?
Yeah, that's in the Final Countdown study.
All right, fine. Well, the Final Countdown is what we really recommend that you get. It is 8 different DVD sets. There's about, maybe 4, 5, or 6 DVDs, and all of these, 50 of them, are all in the 9 DVD set, the Final Countdown. You want to get them, you want to watch them, you want to get other people to watch them, to begin to see the unfolding of God's plan, and then, of course, of the demonic plan, which is being carried out today, that is going to totally alter your life. And we're not talking about something in the far distant future. It's happening, and it's happening right now. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, again, the same tactic, Dr. Monteith, as well as this is what they've used in other areas and that they've pushed forward, whether it's a one-world economy or a one-world government, but it's this control of our food supply. It's the same tactic, create a crisis, you manage the outcome. And, you know, they're our own good, because apparently we don't responsible for them, good, bad, or ugly, so they're doing it for our own good. Folks, right now, Congress... a bill has been introduced in Congress that would put the federal and state governments in the business of tracking how fat, how skinny the children are. Now, fat report cards, okay, but now they're going to do it for not just this school or that school. It's going to be for all kids. The American government is going to track all kids. In fact, in England, it's not just America, folks. It's, again, the context and the scripture is global, and that's what's happening. This is happening around the world. In England, they have these food police guys, and they're secretly photographing school children's packed lunches to analyze the contents. And if they see something in there that's not according to what they deem as nutritional or best for the kids, they actually contact the parents and say, hey, you better change the lunch. This is what it's coming down to, but don't you realize it's for our own good? And, of course, they always start with the kids. Isn't that how they sucker us into this stuff? Oh, hey, you know, it's for the kids. We've got to surrender a little bit of this freedom for the kids. I mean, don't you care about the kids? The kids, it's the same thing they do every time the re-election comes around. We're doing this for the kids. It's the kids. Aren't you concerned about the next generation? The kids. And so do you think they're going to stop there? No. In fact, we know they're not going to stop there because they're already working on controlling the adults, okay? Hey, folks, right here in America, new federal regulations are stipulating that the new electronic health care records that we're supposed to be getting organized right now, thanks to the new health care law, did you know that? Did you know that what came with that, that's a whole topic. What has come with that is a mandate, okay, that you have to get all your health care records in an electronic format, okay? That's out there. That's common knowledge, okay, for those who have done their homework. Well, guess what's going to be ordered to be on this mandated electronic health record you're supposed to have with this new healthcare system? Well, not only the traditional measures of your height and your weight, but guess what? Your BMI, your body mass index, or your obesity rating. It's going to be mandated. So now you're going to have to carry that number around with you. And guess what's going to happen, folks? If your BMI isn't what the government has mandated as acceptable, they're going to force you and dictate to you what you are going to eat in order to get that BMI down. Why? Because you're going to cost the healthcare system too much money. You think I'm joking? Folks, I'm telling you what they're saying is, quote, if this is a direct quote, if nothing is done, obesity is going to hinder efforts for healthcare cost containment. America could save $549.5 billion, not million, billion dollars, a half a trillion, if weight-related medical expenditures were controlled, and this obesity problem is likely to get much worse without a, quote, major public health intervention. So don't you see? First of all, they put the nutritional labels on. And that's for our good, to help us make intelligent choices after we all got pulled into this health craze. We all got to be healthy, that it can't have an ounce of fat on us or it's evil, right? And then we've proven that we can't, even with that help from the government, make these intelligent choices. And don't you see all these kids are overweight and now people are overweight and you still can't make your choices? You know what? We're going to have to help you out. What's that? You still don't want us to do that for you? Okay. Oh, hey, guess what? Let's go ahead and let's take over the healthcare system because we want to take care of you. This is for your good. Oh, what's that? Oh, so once you got that through, now we find out that according to the new healthcare law, you're going to control our obesity levels. It's going to be mandated. Oh, what's that? And the rationale for that is that if we don't control what you eat and get your, quote, obesity or your BMI level down to what it's supposed to be, you're going to cost us too much money. Folks, you can follow the trail, and it makes total sense. None of it makes any sense until you understand the Bible says this is exactly what's going to happen in the last days. You're going to see this authoritarian control even over your food supply. You're going to be made, ordered, and forced to do things you don't want to do. That's all part of the Antichrist system. And I'm telling you, folks, they are creating right now a food police. Okay, even here in America, the FDA is planning already an assault on salt by limiting the salt intake of Americans with the excuse that it's for our protection, for the health of the public. And the FDA would analyze the salt content in spaghetti, sauces, bread, thousands of other products. Okay, and you're thinking, well, who's pushing for that? It's one thing to start dictating how much we can eat, but now you're going to change our food supply? Okay, well.
Pastor Billy, are you there? Well, we're just about at the end of the program. I don't like, I know why it could happen, but ladies and gentlemen, what Pastor Billy is saying is absolutely correct. There is an organized effort to control our diet and every aspect of our lives. We'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company.
We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Pastor Billy, are you still there? Pastor Billy? Well, actually, Chris, the program was over. I just wanted to thank Pastor for being with us, and I hope that you'll want to get his final countdown series. We actually have four tape sets, a CD set with Pastor Billy, but certainly the DVDs. If you like DVDs, they're not that expensive. I think they're $29.95, and you get five or six DVDs. You want to get this information. You want to get it out across America. And so basically, we are under attack today. What you have to understand, what you must start doing, is talking to people about this little group that controls America. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, well, the leftists control America. And some of the people think the corporations control America. There is a small diabolical group. They work behind the scenes. They control both political parties. They control the six major banks that control 67% of our finances. They control most of the major 100 corporations. And their goal is to utilize the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. People say, well, I mean, if they're just powerful, they already control the government. And you're absolutely right. Oh, but of course, they need the financial and military backing of America. If they collapse this tomorrow, they wouldn't be able to bring about their world government. And people say, well, if things are that bad, why haven't we heard about it through the media? And that's because they control the six major corporations that control 90% of the media. And if you want to get the background, the documentation on what I say, you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly. That's The New Media Monopoly. And you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, written by a left-wing professor who thinks the right-wing controls the media. But then, of course, the right-wing thinks the left-wing controls the media. And they don't understand the brotherhood. And that's why you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, The Untold Story of the Murder on the Orient Express. The Brotherhood of Darkness, and subtitled The Untold Story of the Murder on the Orient Express. Both of those books available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're moving into a financial crisis, a worldwide financial crisis. The other side knows exactly what they're doing. They're borrowing over $1 trillion every year here in America, and you can't keep doing that indefinitely. Who is buying America's debt? Nobody knows really who's buying so much of America's debt, and it may well be that the Federal Reserve is buying the debt by one means or another. We know that they lent, well, they were authorized by Congress issue about $750 billion. They issued $16 trillion to bail out Europe back in 2008, 2009. And believe me, we're heading into another major financial crisis where suddenly everything you have saved all your life, your annuities, your pensions, suddenly your bank account, anything you have that's tied to the dollar is going to be in jeopardy. Because the whole thing is coming down. It's not a matter of if.